Good evening, my friends, and welcome to a slightly later than usual installment of the program. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Well, good evening, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy New Year. It feels like we haven't spoken all year. Yeah, I know, corny joke, but I just couldn't resist. One disappointing update from when we last spoke. It would appear I'm going to have to make elk license stew yet again this year. It was a long shot anyway. 2 days left in the season, kind of the old Hail Mary to end the year. We did see a gigantic herd, though. They were just a mile and a half away, and there was no way we were going to get over to them. So, anyway, the elk successfully evaded my rifle yet again. That's okay, though. We've transitioned into coyote massacre mode. Well, the truth is, it's always coyote shooting season. That and wolves. By the way, have you noticed that it's apparently news that we shoot wolves on sight in Wyoming? Even Fox News published an article about it. Little do they know, it's always been Wyoming policy to shoot on sight. Oops, did I say that? What I meant to say was, after they were classified as predators, it's always been the policy to shoot on sight. It's because they're an apex predator and they're going to kill livestock. That's just a foregone conclusion. Why work hard to take down an elk when you can get an easy meal out in some rancher's pasture? Anyhow, if those wolves in Colorado cross over into Wyoming, they'll be target practice before too long. And rightfully so. It was a dumb move to try to repopulate the wolf into Yellowstone as if they were ever going to stay in Yellowstone. And they weren't extinct or endangered in the first place. It was just an idiot move by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who was pressured by so-called conservation groups to put them back in the park. I've talked to a number of people in northeast Wyoming who have seen wolves this far away from the park. There was a guy at Lake DeSmet who's got a picture from his game camera of what is definitely a wolf. So don't tell me that they stay in one spot or that they're going to stay in Colorado or Yellowstone for that matter. I only have one thing to say about it. Don't pull the trigger until they're close enough that you're sure you're going to hit them. They're just like coyotes. If you shoot at them and miss, they'll learn for the next go-around. Before I tell you the other thing that's been sticking in my craw, let's get a word in from our sponsors. Today's brief episode is brought to you by the Buffalo Wool Company. If you want to keep your feet warm when it's really cold outside, the best pair of socks that you could ever put on are from the Buffalo Wool Company. Go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed. Also, Happy New Year from Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. In this new year, if you're thinking about buying or selling a piece of property, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. And that agent is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. Again, that's 307-699-3519. The following ad is paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate. And now, back to the program. Another thing that's been in the national media lately about Wyoming is that dumb lawsuit to try to take Trump off of the ballot. I had a couple of questions from a few listeners asking why the state of Wyoming was trying to remove him off the ballot. It's not the state that's trying to do that. It's some idiot lawyer from Laramie. His name is Tim Newcomb. He's the same Looney Tune that sued the state of Wyoming over our new voter ID bill. C.J. Baker wrote an article for this outfit called The Wyoming Truth on May 8th of last year, and I quote, District Judge Danessa Snyder of Rawlins dismissed Tim Newcomb's complaint on February 14th. The judge said Newcomb had failed to show, quote, who was harmed, when the harm occurred, or even if harm is likely to occur. For example, Snyder noted that the retired attorney never said whether he was a registered voter affected by the law. Quote, there are not even any allegations that he's been refused the opportunity to vote by failing to provide one of the acceptable forms of identification, Snyder wrote. She suggested Newcomb only faced perhaps a minor inconvenience of having to carry a wallet that usually already contains at least one type of identification, as outlined in the disputed statute. End quote. Like I said, Looney Tune Laramie lawyer. This lawsuit ought to get slapped down faster than me on a dumb statement from Nancy Case. It does bring up a larger point, though, that Democrats, definitely in Wyoming, are absolutely incapable of winning most elections. And so they've resorted to what's called lawfare, using the law for political ends. That's exactly what all of these prosecutions and lawsuits against President Trump are all about. You can't beat him at the ballot box, so let's get a judge to decide the outcome of the election for us. Uh-huh. Exactly what this country doesn't need. Now, the Cowpie has had a couple of articles about this goofball's lawsuit. One of them entitled, Wyoming Man Suing to Keep Trump Off Ballot, Okay with Former President Joining Lawsuit by none other than Trotsky Wolfson. And I quote, listen to this. Newcomb hopes for a hearing to weigh the issues. Quote, my complaint grounds the two facts required by the 14th Amendment to disqualify traitors from ever again holding office, Newcomb wrote in a Tuesday filing. He then accuses Trump and Lummis of treachery and giving comfort to the United States' enemies, despite their oaths to the U.S. Constitution. His complaint had linked these accusations to Trump's involvement in the January 6th Capitol breach and Lummis's objection to the certification of the Pennsylvania 2020 electoral ballots. Lummis, at the time, said she wanted time to vet the soundness of the 2020 election and was concerned that the state's mail-in voting scheme could be unconstitutional. Newcomb's Tuesday response points to Trump's criminal case. A final report to the Select Committee to Investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, foreign intelligence reports, and his own November 1st complaint. Newcomb countered arguments by both Trump and the Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray, who labeled his complaint as meandering and lacking in legal logic, in part for its presentation of outside links to videos, including a superhero montage. End quote. So this lawyer really is off his rocker. Not to mention, all of these people that are trying to prosecute President Trump for January 6th have missed this little gem.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
That is the one soundbite that the January 6th Commission didn't even want to talk about. And it's definitely the one that Tim Newcomb doesn't want to mention in his lawsuit. Wyoming courts ought to knock this lawsuit down in a heartbeat, just like what happened to Tim Newcomb's last lawsuit. Dismissed out of hand for being absolutely ridiculous. Well, that'll about do it for this quick New Year's Day installment of Cowboy State Politics. I hope you had a happy new year, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. One quick thing before I let you go for today. If you're the type of person that likes to read your news, at the Independence Network, we've added a written news segment to the website. Just go to the main website, independencenetwork.us, and you'll see the link right up at the top. Make sure that you go and check that out. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.